1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
9, 13, 12, 16. Want to know, am I right? Couple tattoos.
They you have opened a bag of worms this morning.
No good. I've come across this story this morning, a modern-day love story, Tinder match, where two Tinder matches actually went and got a tattoo together, like a matching tattoo. Of
First date.
The shamrocks. Yep. Mm. And so it got me thinking about my partner, Elliot, who has a... he's got two tattoos from two different exes on him.
So it's understandable that you would hate couples' tattoos.
Absolutely.
Because there's a constant reminder on your boyfriend.
Exactly. I can't even get a bloody ring. Anyway, we've been bombarded in the studio this morning because obviously... our show gets played around the office and we've got Alana and Mark who have been married for... how long have you guys been married for?
Don't ask me.
4 years. 4 years, right? They've got, and so they have bombarded us in the studio because they actually have matching tattoos. I've never felt more attacked in my life. But we thought we'd jump and put them on air with us.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts? Obviously, you like the couple's tattoo. Is Jules gone too hard on it?
Well, I don't blame Jules because her boyfriend has two.
Right, so you can understand why I'm a little bit salty over this.
Yeah.
But we were together for about 10 years before we got ours as well. So.
Yeah, okay.
Married before, but together for a long time.
Jeez, how long have you guys been together?
I don't know, but...
he just said 10 years.
I wasn't keen on the tattoo, but I'm thinking, well, if something goes wrong, there's plenty of girls' names that start with A, so...
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Jesse and Jules.
Yesterday was my birthday.
Oh, why do you have to keep bringing it up? Like, telling
just
everyone.
Keep telling everyone. but one thing that I did is we had a really busy day yesterday.
It was hectic.
And by the time I got home, I love this, is that on your birthday, you end up with all these notifications, messages.
Feeling the love,
just
were
Just feeling
you?
The love. Yeah, no, it was really, really
Good
nice. So I got home and I started to go through and treat myself to a bit of that love, you know?
I love
through
it.
My phone.
Did you count how many people posted on your Facebook wall?
Well, Facebook counts it for you now, right?
Does it?
Yeah, it's telling you so-and-so and this many other people.
Oh.
Posted on your wall. I got at least two or three. It was great. But
savage.
I also got a message from my dad.
Yeah.
Now, just to help you kind of understand where he's coming from here, my parents are, so I've got four. So I got the two parents and the two step parents.
Yeah.
But every single one of them
yeah.
was divorced. They had a previous marriage
right.
before they're married to who they're married to now, right?
Yeah, it's so common.
So, yeah, super common. But so they're all really, like, careful about marriage now. And
okay.
so they have, we have this kind of joke rule that you're not allowed to get married until you're 28.
Oh!
With all of me and all my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Right? So obviously I turned 28 yesterday.
Yeah. Jeez, you've taken this all quite literally. It's been 6 years since you've even had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know. But Dad left me a message yesterday saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
But also saying something else, and you'll hear a little bit in the end. My brother's in the background at the end of this, and he wishes me happy birthday as well.
Message received yesterday.
Hey, Jess. Happy birthday, little dude.
Little dude.
It's good to finally see that you made it to 28. So there was a rule that you weren't allowed to get married before you're 28. Of course, now the opposite is true, so you need to get your skates on, mate. That's what you're doing. Pull your finger out. Happy birthday, Jazz. That was it. That's all you get. And Lou, it's very average for Lou and average from you.
Average from you.
It started off as like, hey, happy birthday. And it was like, seriously, get your act together.
Oh, my God. How does your dad feel? Because I know you guys are pretty close.
Yeah.
How does he feel the fact that you haven't brought a girl home for 6 years?
I don't know. It's a brave girl that comes home to our house because I tell you what, my
absolutely.
Little sister has brought some boyfriends home in the last year or so and none of them have lasted.
Oh, my gosh. She's got four brothers
yeah.
and a dad. And I could just imagine the way you guys just jump on
the amount of sledging that we've done to each other. Now they're all in settled relationships. I can't afford to bring anyone home.
Oh, my God.
Dirty before 6:30.
This is a little bit adult this morning because it contains illicit substances.
Oh, right.
That's the dirty this morning. Now, you're a big fan of seafood.
Absolutely. Oh, fresh seafood.
Mm.
Yummo.
I'll see whether you like it after this or not. British researchers have found in all prawns they tested in eastern England, in a specific county, they found cocaine in all of them.
What?
Mm.
What are they doing? I don't get it. Why? How? How has this happened?
So they were testing for pesticides and things to see what was in the water and what the wildlife was consuming.
Right.
And they found that every single prawn they tested...
had cocaine?
Had cocaine.
Wow.
Little party prawns. Wait,
so is that because there's a lot of people using cocaine over there that it's getting into the water?
Into the waterways. Right. That's what I can only assume.
Or unless, like, someone dropped a shipment off a ship or something like that.
Or maybe. That's a good point. Because it was only done in one county, but it was done 15 locations across this one county. So you would think. They said concentrations were low in the prawns.
Right.
But if people were to consume them, it might have an effect.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Which I think...
With all the drug testing these days,
yeah,
could you actually, if you were positive...
Officer, I'm telling you, I just had a prawn cocktail. Let's go!
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Oh, yeah, we are talking about the Billboard Awards that happened yesterday in America. Oh, gosh, did you see Cardi B accept all of her six awards? That's
six?
Amazing. Yes.
Yeah, right.
She was actually nominated for 21 awards, though. She did take out six. Oh, I'm just so proud of her. I literally cried. But if you've seen the photos of Cardi B at the Billboard, showing her stomach, like, she'll be wearing a lot of, like, midriff tops, like, dresses, right? Man, that girl is snapped. She has, like, a full-on six-pack.
Yeah, she's shredded.
She's looking fit AF. Anyway, let's talk about Drake as well, too, because...
so good.
He took out the most awards last night, even knocking Taylor Swift off the charts with the most amount of awards, but this is what he had to say.
Shout out to Arya Stark for putting in that work last week. Hey.
That was my favourite bit.
I love it that he's a GOT fan, right?
And the crowd loved it too. You could hear him just going nuts for the reference. Like,
you know, I love that all these artists are being recognised for all their art, all the music that they're bringing out, which is really cool.
Mm.
But there is one artist that I've been following for a good couple of months now.
Yeah.
Her name is Ella May. She took out top R&B artists last night at the Billboard Awards. So Ella May is her name. I'm like, there is no doubt that we're going to be hearing from this girl, like, sometime in the very near future. This is one of her songs. Man, I'm not even kidding you. I reckon she's like the next bloody Rihanna, Beyonce.
Really?
She's someone to watch. She's done so many collabs with Nicki Minaj. She's got a song called 24/7 that she did with Meek Mill.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man, she's on fire.
Yeah, she does sound really good. Sounds like a really good voice, huh?
If you do want to find out what else is trending, though, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Brady from Albany, who would you like to choose to quiz against this morning, mate?
Jesse.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. The relief that just let go of me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my chest. I feel so much lighter. Okay, where's that envelope?
It's right here.
Perfect. How's your general knowledge, Brady?
Not too bad. We'll see how we go.
Watched the billboards last night?
No.
Lucky, because there's no billboard questions in this.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness.
All right.
All right.
Now, Brady, you've got to buzz in with your name first if you want to answer it, okay? If Jesse answers it and it's incorrect, you have a shot at answering it.
Yep, no.
Question number one. What date is the 2019 federal election?
Jesse. May 18?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh.
Did you know that one?
I did, but I was too late.
Oh. Jesse's a little bit too quick. Oh, well, you know he's into politics, so we know that one.
Yeah, man, loves it,
Name two star signs starting with S.
Jesse.
Right.
Oh, come on, Jesse, give him a chance.
Scorpio and Sagittarius.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm off to a flyer here.
You are.
I'm going to reach over and turn off his mic.
Yeah, do that.
All right. Number three, where would you find the super pit?
Brady.
Yes! What is it?
Kalgoorlie.
Yes! Sorry, I got excited before you even said the answer.
He just...
Did turn Jesse's mic off.
Oh, of course.
I got you, boo. I got you. Okay, what sport would you associate David Warner with?
Brady.
Yes. Brilliant. Wait.
And I knew the answer to that one.
I didn't even know the answer.
Okay. This is so what?
Two and two.
Score check. Two and two.
This is literally the breakup right here, right?
Oh, yep, oh, ready.
I'm feeling the pressure. My palms are sweaty. Arms spaghetti. Okay. This is a multiple choice question.
Oh, yep. Okay.
What is the capital of Hungary? Is it A, Istanbul, B, Budapest, or C, Bratislava?
Brady.
Brady, what is it?
Budapest.
Yes!
Oh, damn it!
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Babe, congratulations.
I didn't know whether it was... No, Istanbul's not even in Hungary, is it? It's in Turkey. I think that's what I was going to say.
Oh, so you would have been wrong anyway.
I would have been wrong.
Brady, yeah. was that a guess?
Yeah, it was a guess.
Oh, great guess, mate.
You got it. You scored yourself a $140 voucher to the Uma restaurant at Pan Pacific in Perth. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Our pleasure, mate. That'll be back again on Monday. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
This is The Catch-Up. With Jesse and Jules.
Okay, Jesse, so last night, Billboard Awards over in America.
Yeah, huge.
Oh my gosh, got Dee McCarthy joining us on the phone because he was there last night. Babe, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Talk about a fabulous night. Did you guys get a chance to watch it on 9 Go?
Absolutely. I did. I had to watch my girl Cardi B.
Favorite bit was when Drake referenced Game of Thrones.
Amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes, Drake did reference Game of Thrones. You know what? Let's talk about the entire show from Go to Work, because it was a dramatic day for me, okay? First of all, the red carpet was popping. Taylor, Mariah Carey, Madonna, Ciara, Cardi B. It was so fabulous. I could barely even breathe. But something you didn't see on TV last night was when BTS arrived. You know that K-pop group?
Yes.
The ones from Korea? When they turned up, fans jumped the barricade, okay?
Whoa.
Then... like, literally trampled the barricade. And then all the press, not me because I'm not an idiot, but other press members hopped over their red rope to try and get interviews with BTS, right?
Whoa.
Security guards went livid on everyone. They got swarmed. It was so much drama and everyone got pushed back. I didn't do it because I was like, you know what? Like,
I'm class.
You get banned from I know all those publicists. If I get banned, they'll blacklist me, girl. And we don't do that. The only black we do is the black of my Louis Vuitton shoes. It was fabulous. So then after the red carpet ride, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I had a dramatic moment with Drake and his security team. So I go backstage, I walk, and I'm like, oh, I left something for my car. So I go out to my car, and it's all closed off, right? It's in like the back area. You need, obviously, you know, passes.
And yeah.
So I'm standing there, and I'm walking to my car on this little tiny street where all of the limos arrive. And I see a Mercedes-Benz four-wheel drive, okay? And it's a stretch limo four-wheel drive convertible.
Right.
They've taken the roof. Yeah, they've taken the roof. I thought it was like a spaceship. I was like, what is this? So I start filming the car. It's a G-Class, a G-Wagon. Anyway, like the Kardashians all drive.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, going, what the hell have they done to this G-Wagon? I start filming it, and then I see Drake in the back. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh.
So I film. I run over to the car. I'm like, Drake, what's up? So how to Australia? Which you would, right?
It's great.
In a convertible limo truck. So his security car is behind him in the black four-wheel drive. They speed up next to him to chase me away on foot. Like, I get chased down the street by a four-wheel drive full of Drake security guards.
Oh my God.
I'm dead.
I can just imagine you running.
Like, in my cute little white jacket.
And your Louis Vuitton shoes.
Yeah, it was not cute. I'm running, I'm screaming. It was so dramatic. Anyway, so I got over that. I went into the show, and that is when the fun started. Taylor Swift opened the show. She's getting slammed today. Everyone thinks she's copying Beyonce.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey gave an iconic speech. Drake referenced Game of Thrones. Madonna was fabulous. Can I just say that I thought Taylor Swift did a phenomenal job. I thought that was a great show.
Yeah, look, so did I. I mean, the only thing she really covered with Beyonce was, I mean, it's similar to the marching band kind of thing, but it's not the first time anyone's ever done this.
Yeah, she didn't invent the marching band. Also, how cool was Madonna using herself in her performance?
I know. I mean, why not? Why not? We were all expecting, like, you know, other artists, but she just wanted more of herself. Why not?
Yes. Why? I still wanted Tupac. Seriously. Just bring back Tupac hologram. Yes. Oh, babe, thank you so much for filling us in, and I'm so glad that you didn't die by Drake's security guard. I mean, what a way to go out, though, right?
What a way to go. But imagine if, like, seriously, though, for a minute, imagine if, like, the car had hit me. Imagine the headlights. How dramatic.
Oh, we'd be catching up. Yes.
Babe, seriously, imagine the settlement money I'm talking about. It is America.
Thanks, Dean.
Thought of that.
Babe, love you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.